This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Here we go. It's hour number four, the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. We're about to talk some hoop with you. The 214 asked mid-Sandler interview, can Gavin just hang up on him now? LOL. And no, I would never do that. Obviously, you know, Sandler is a treasure. It's an honor to have him join our show and spread his baseball wisdoms. But I do appreciate, you know, the nature that remark comes from. I don't mind that at all. Okay, let's get some hoop in here, though, because there is so many plates spinning here with this Mavericks topic tree now. Less than 24 hours later, it's still just as exciting, maybe more. And here's the chief to break it down.
For the first time in a long time, we cut the lights out, we put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when Walchuk enters a rim sesh with those tan lines off the cruise ship, and basketball is back in the Big D.
It's back, baby.
Cooper Flagg is going to be a Maverick. And when we went to bed last night, I think we all had questions. I think we woke up this morning with some questions. Mm. Yeah. And then our guy, Tim McMahon, hopped on the Sports Center and gave this information, something we all needed to hear.
Yeah, and I understand that there's going to be speculation about Giannis. This type of historically dominant player potentially being available on the trade market. What I can tell you is Patrick Dumont, the governor of the Dallas Mavericks, recognizes the gift horse that was delivered this franchise that, frankly, after the Luka Doncic trade, had massive business concerns, had significant long-term concerns with him owing the picks from 27 to 30, either outright or via swaps. He recognizes just how much Cooper Flagg would help mitigate those concerns. Again, it's a gift horse. The Mavericks are not going to look in the mouth. The Dallas Mavericks will be picking Cooper Flagg with the number one overall pick.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's exactly what we all needed to hear.
Thank goodness.
I do think it was the worst part about last night, having to see the inside the war room cam or whatever for the Mavs and seeing Nico just explode with excitement.
Just a happy Nico.
Yes. Wasn't that like the only downside to last night is knowing how happy he is?
Because as a fan, you can't trust him, right? And Nico being here represents anxiety. It represents PTSD in the sports world as a fan. I think the next move has to be getting rid of this guy. At the very latest, by the end of the draft, you know, so fans can have hope and can have enjoy these great moments without worrying that Nico's going to screw it up.
Would you trade AD?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Would you trade Luka for AD and Cooper Flagg?
Luka for AD and Flagg?
Yeah.
So you just reverse the trade?
I just by you trading away Luka, you essentially took your team from a playoff team to a team that was a play-in team.
Yeah.
So now you have to look at the trade as potentially you traded Luka for KD and Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, if I could go back and wave a magic wand and the trade never happens, I'm still doing that. I think the Mavericks would still be playing right now and have a chance to win the NBA Finals
this
season.
So you're saying no, you would not?
No.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how good Cooper Flagg is going to be.
Well, we're talking about him like this type of basketball player that.
Yeah.
I know Dawson has his concerns. You know, I mean, he's saying a really, really good player.
Now, in
fairness,
we'll see. He's a better prospect than what Luka was coming out. There's a reason Luka wasn't the number one overall pick. But Luka has proven to be an all-time great caliber player. Now, Flag is a defender, the caliber in which Luka can never dream of being. But Luka has an offensive game that maybe nobody else in the league can even strive for. So it's tough. I would go back and just rather have Luka Doncic.
It's a fantastic question. I would probably just lean Luka as well, because this Mavericks team is ready made if Luka was still here. To you could feel like, okay, actually, yeah, next
still
year
playing.
Still playing, but that's in this hypothetical, this year's done. We're trading now. Yeah. We're doing this now. So now I'm looking to next season, and I'm crossing my fingers Kyrie does come back, because the rest of this roster with Luka is legit.
I'd be open-minded to it. I want to know what I could get for those combination of assets, because I think I'm losing the trade if all I'm getting back for those two is Luka. Plus, I can't lose a trade brutally to the Lakers again. They've already pulled my pants down and spanked me, humiliated me, right? Emasculated me. Now I'm going to let them get a better part of the trade? No.
So you got a one, and you got Max Christie, too. You got a first round pick out of this trade. So you got a, I think it's in 29. Am I right about that, maybe?
Yeah, 29.
So you got a first round pick. You got Anthony Davis. You got Flag and Max Christie for the Luka trade. You feel like you got value now?
I mean, the value is somewhere in the neighborhood of okay, acceptable in a vacuum. Right. But the value is I have to look myself in the mirror at night as the worst negotiator that just got B slapped by the Lakers. And I can't do that.
And the 469, like, you still got to hide a Luka on defense. They had built this team to do that.
Right. This team is ready for
that. That's what I don't think. Like, if you want to complain about Luka not playing defense, fine. Nico did an excellent job of building this around Luka's deficiency. True. Where you had PJ Washington, excellent defender, right? You had Lively, you had Gafford, good defenders. He did a good job of filling this roster with competent defensive pieces that now Luka isn't a huge liability on that side of the floor. And he's also giving you 30-point triple-doubles pretty much every night, it seemed like. So, I mean, for those that are pissed about Luka not playing defense, I get it. But the way this team was constructed, they were the best team in the Western Conference.
They just saw the Lakers, though, play in a playoff series with him, and he was horrible.
Yeah, and the Lakers were not constructed anywhere near what the Mavericks were. The Mavericks were a better basketball team than the Lakers with Luka Doncic. They would have beaten them in a series.
Yeah.
And Luka, he might have played worse with the Lakers defensively than he ever did with the Mavericks. That's what's annoying about him. We've seen him flip a switch and be competent defensively. He just showed no reason to want to do it with the Lakers, and that team didn't have the depth that the Mavericks do, and they didn't have the supporting cast and the starting five that the Mavericks did around him.
So here's the way John Hollinger of The Athletic paints the Cooper Flagg picture. He tiered all the prospects. Tier one, all alone by himself, is Cooper Flagg, and that tier is titled The Dude. He says that best prospect on the board. Doesn't guarantee he'll have the best career because stuff happens, but anybody who says he shouldn't go number one is an unserious goofball. He says Flagg was quite nearly the youngest player in college basketball this year, and in fact, he would not have even been draft eligible if he were born just 11 days later than what he actually was born.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Wow. So that's pretty ridiculous. But also the best player by a considerable margin. He says won every major award, led the NCAA in BPM, and led all non-centers in the PER. category. He's a multi-position player on both ends, one who had extremely high rates of assists and steals for a player of his size, drew fouls at a gargantuan rate. For a guy whose shooting was a question mark, he also shot 38.5% from three, 84% from the free throw line. Nitpickers will point out 52% shooting mark on twos and a proclivity for spinning into traffic rather than getting all the way to the cup on a straight line. His in-between game and post-up still need work. Whatever, he says. Flag's medium case scenario is a day one starter who becomes an all-star by the end of his rookie contract. The best case scenario is special. So that's the dude in the draft all alone in the tier one category. I like that right up there. Now, here is Duke head coach John Shire talking earlier on SportsCenter about his thoughts on Cooper Flagg and now being most likely to the Mavericks.
Well, for me, the first thing I thought of is he gets to be with Derek Lively.
Yeah. You know,
Derek, as a head coach, was the first guy to get drafted. So to go from the first lottery pick that I've coached to, you know, who I think is going to be the number one pick, that's a pretty special thing to think about those two guys together. Obviously, Kyrie, the Duke connection as well. I think Cooper would be incredible there. And it's crazy. I mean, we never talked about Dallas. We never just it's amazing how things work out. But it would be an incredible spot for him.
Yeah, it's wild to think about. What does he need to work on at the next level?
Well, I think that was the most impressive part for me when you think about the fact that he was supposed to be in high school last year. Mm-hmm. And just his maturity, his approach every day was so impressive. Look, he's got, of course, he would tell you every part of his game he can get better at. But I think the main thing is just continuing not to defer. You know, I think as a rookie, especially when you're on a team with Kyrie and AD, if that turns out to be the case, Cooper's at his best and the team that he's on when he's fully himself.
Okay, so that's an interesting point about him, and I think that's the one thing when you start talking about one of the reasons why Luka is on one of those very, very special tiers is the assassin nature in which he plays the game.
Yes.
Big moments, clutch moments. He knows, hey, get me the ball and get out of the way. I'm going to get this bucket right now.
Yeah.
And that's not really something that you can teach. And I don't know if Cooper Flagg necessarily has that. He came across like a guy who did want the ball late in a clutch moment, but he didn't always come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he missed some shots and stuff, or slip, fall down.
That's his head coach telling you the tendency of being more of a facilitator than, hey, like, let's not forget you are the dude. John Hollinger just told us, go ahead and take over this thing. So from a personality standpoint, that's something that we'll have to learn, and he'll have to mature into something maybe that he's not quite right now. So I think that's one of the interesting things about him and what we love so much about Luka, all the special things, but you knew late in the game this dude was an absolute killer, and he was ready to let the road crowd know about it after he put the dagger on him.
Yeah, and it's like in that late game or that late shot clock situation, you have tools at your disposal that can get you an easy look. I mean, part of it's psychological, like believing in yourself or having that killer mindset.
Right.
But the other thing is when those guys turn the corner, like your Lukas, your Ja Morants, like the path of least resistance glows. You know, and for some of those guys, it's still the fog of war. They see arms and rotating defenses, and he's like, crap, I don't know what to do. So he stops and then turns around and shoots. And, you know, for me, that's the biggest difference. And I don't think you grow from like 18 years old to 25 years old and figure that out. I think you are either born with that as a basketball player or hockey player or soccer player or running back, or you're not, you know. Like, how clear is the path through the traffic? And Cooper doesn't see it.
So here's Cooper Flagg talking with GQ recently about who he models his game after.
I think somebody I've said for a while is like Jason Tatum, like offensively, like the way he changes his pace, uses his body. Defensively, I watch Jonathan Isaacs a lot from Orlando, and just the way he's versatile, you know, guarding. I think that he just uses his body really well to block shots and then just cover ground and be able to sit down and guard guards. So those are two that I really liked watching this past year.
Okay. So that's his thought on it. Now, he was at the combine. He measured in at 6'7" 3/4" barefoot, which is basically 6'8", 221 pounds, 7-foot wingspan, and his standing reach was 8'10.5". Actually grew nearly an inch in the past year and added about 12 pounds. So that's part of the excitement as well, just how young he is, perhaps still growing to some extent. But This is a very, very exciting time. And I wanted to throw this out there. I haven't gotten to actually listen to it, so I don't know the total context. Tomorrow, I'm sure we'll be able to provide a little bit more. But Mark Stein on his All City Dallas program said there's a very decent chance the Mavs are going to explore the trade market for PJ Washington.
Ooh.
That is the reality.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, hey, Tim Cato did say small forward when talking about Cooper Flagg. So maybe there is a scenario in which he could play the three, you have AD playing the four, and then they go Gafford and Lively as the five. I mean, they can mix and match a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But
either way, you have too many, right?
Yeah.
Now, I would say who's the ninth or tenth best player in our team? Let's trade that guy, not the fourth or fifth best player in PJ Washington. But it might be an economic deal. Like, long term, we're not going to be able to afford to keep PJ Washington in order to keep Anthony Davis happy, sure. You know? You know, is Mark Stein talking to somebody who's very Nico friendly or assumes Nico's going to be in charge and we're keeping Anthony Davis there at four? So we want to preserve his spot. Like I would be wanting to, let's trade Anthony Davis. Let's have Flagg and Washington together. You know, there, that gives you youth. That gives you more versatility. That gives you more dribble playmaking, which we do need, you know, especially with Kyrie Irving being the only point guard on the team still.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going for more of a youth movement here, and at 26 years old, PJ Washington fits that bill.
Yeah,
much more than Anthony Davis with the injuries and the age. So I agree with you there, but that is something to consider. And tomorrow I'll probably have more information on exactly what the plan is.
So that's Steiny right there, a longtime Mavs insider.
Oh yeah, he's in there.
These days, you go to McMahon, you go to Cato, you go to some other guys, but for the long term, like Mark Stein lived around the Mavericks organization for decades, and his influence and insight still resonate. Okay, when we come back, we'll hit the expressway, get you caught up on everything developing in the world of sports. We'll look at tonight's Game 4 matchup in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and then you hand off for the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up starting at 5:30. We're back with all that here in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.